Okay, so for today, we're on page 272, not last line, but the line above that in the Machaber Yud Alf. We started this yesterday. So again, the topic is Simon Kuf Ches Sif Yud Alf. So we started this yesterday. So until now, we've been discussing about Tashlumin. Tashlumin is if a person missed a tefillah, not on purpose, but for extenuating circumstances. So then the next tefillah, they do Dam Tushman Esrei. The first is for whatever you're up to. Let's say a person missed Shacharis. So then when it gets to Ma'ariv, the Dam Tushman Esrei is for Ma'ariv. The first one's for Ma'ariv. Second one is the Tashlumin, is the makeup. So yesterday we went off into a, moved off of that a little bit. And that is, a person didn't miss a tefillah, they davened. But, Yud Aleph, Ta'a b'minchal shel Shabbos. They made a mistake. They made a mistake. So let's say it's Shabbos afternoon. It's Shabbos mincha. And they made a mistake. We're all human. So instead of davening Shabbos afternoon mincha, what do? He spell Yud Ches. You daven regular Shemon Esrei. Weekday Shemon Esrei. All 19 brachos. Well, he's given Shal Shabbos, and obviously, if he did that, well, not obviously, but it happens to be the case is that the person did not mention anything about Shabbos. They didn't make the bracha on Kaddish or Shabbos. Nothing there. So, in other words, they daven a real weekday Shabbos, Shemon Esrei. Mispal must say Shabbos. So, what would you say they do Saturday night? So, Machaber says, Mispal must say Shabbos Shtayim. So, this person must say Shabbos, does two Shemon Esreis. And the second one, you don't make havdalah, you don't say atachon tanu. And but it's best to say it as a nedava. We've discussed that before. You don't have to come up with anything new, which normally we say you do have to say in a tefillas nedava. And the same thing applies that if you didn't say yalav yavo on Rosh Chodesh, so then you daven. And then, now let's say it's nighttime, it's Ma'ariv, it's not Rosh Chodesh anymore. So what do? So that Shemon Esrei, you davened, whenever it was, a few minutes ago, for Mincha on Rosh Chodesh was invalid. You didn't say Yal V'Yavo. So now for Ma'ariv, the Machaber is saying you davened two Shemon Esreis. The first one would be for Ma'ariv. Second would be, I want to say a makeup, but sort of like a makeup, the fact that you didn't daven in the previous Shemon Esrei. You did daven, but that tefillah was invalid because you didn't say what you were supposed to say. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings down a machlokus in Tosfos about this, between the Ri and between the Ri, my Provincia, I think, between the Ri right, who says this way, and the Chachmei Provencia. Chachmei Provencia, we'll see in a second what they hold. But in order to bring this into a little more clarity, I want to learn with you the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan explains it very beautifully. So the Aruch HaShulchan says again in Kuf Ches, Os Chav. The Kivon Shashar Chlispal Tefillah Tashulim and Kafi Nusach Tefillah Shochovah. Since, as we've said before, when we were talking about Tashlumin, again, a makeup, you missed a tefillah. So then, when you do the makeup has to be analogous to the obligatory one that you're davening, whatever it may be. Afal pi sheino kefi nusach tefillah shayach chayv l'shalom, even though it's not like the one that you're obligated to pay back. So we've seen this. So for example, you missed mincha Friday afternoon. So Friday night, Shabbos. So you do two Shemon Esrei. The Shemon Esrei you're saying is not a weekday Shemon Esrei. It's a Shabbos Shemon Esrei. Nope, that's what you do. Because it's supposed to be like the one you're obligated in now. So now you have a question. Let's say we go the other way. In other words, b'makom shlo yarviach me'uma b'tfilah ha'ashloma. Let's say you will not gain anything if you do a makeup. Keep going. For example, You didn't say Yalav Yalva Mincha. Let's say, again, hypothetically, a few minutes ago it was still Rosh Chodesh. So somebody didn't say Yalav Yalva. And all of a sudden, a little later, we're about to Damar. I didn't say Yalav Yalva at Mincha. Now, tonight, let's say, it's not, hypothetically, it's not Rosh Chodesh. So what are you going to do? I'll say, the Machaber just said, do two Shmoneh Esreis. And the second one will be for a makeup, because the last, the one you said at Mincha was invalid. You said a Shmoneh Esrei, but it was invalid. So the Aruch HaShulchan is saying, and this is what we're discussing now. Yeah, but what are you going to do? So Marv, you got to do two Shmoneh Esreis. So what? The second Shmoneh Esrei you say won't have Yalav Yalav anyways. So what are you gaining? What are you gaining? Im Kain, my stock here. Halo Yispalo below Yalav Yalav. So what are you going to gain? I'm doing a makeup. What do you mean doing a makeup? The one you said in Mincha also didn't have Yalav Yalav. Oh, okay. Gon Shetab and Mincha Shal Shabbos. Or let's say you made a mistake Mincha Shabbos time. Vispal Yurches Brachos Shokol, like the case we just said. Let's say you did on a Shabbos afternoon. You did a regular Shmoneh Esrei, weekday Shmoneh Esrei Shabbos. Didn't Shetzarach Lachzor Vispal Shal Shabbos. You didn't say anything. You didn't say the Brachos Shabbos at all in there. So what do you have to do? You have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei. Yeah, but you didn't catch it in time. It's already too late, time wise. It's already Oy Shabbos. V'nizkor Motzei Shabbos. You remember that Motzei Shabbos? Ay, Gival, I didn't. I said the wrong Shmoneh Esrei. V'tzarach Lispalo Shtayim Shochol. So now what are we going to say? So daven Saturday night, two weekday Shmoneh Esreis. But the second weekday Shmoneh Esrei will be a payback for the Shmoneh Esrei I missed. But wait, the Shmoneh Esrei I'm paying back with is the same thing I said. So what am I gaining? So what are you going to gain? I just said that. It was a mistake, but I just said that. So then there are some that say you don't have to go back and repeat Shmoneh Esrei. Right? That's the Machlokes, or the Mishnah Berurah brings down. But some say you do have to go back. Why do I have to go back? I mean, what do I do? I'm not gaining anything. No. Because I assume you thought of this. Mishum demash mispalo have kiilu eino. So this second opinion says you have to go back and down, which is the Machaber is going like. It says, because that Shmoneh Esrei that you did Shabbos afternoon, the weekday Shmoneh Esrei you did Saturday afternoon, was a weekday Shmoneh Esrei. So it's like you didn't daven. Meaningless. Zero. It's off the radar screen. It's not there. So in other words, it would be analogous to our case that we're talking about in the last week or so, that says if you didn't daven, it's as if you didn't daven at all. Okay, you went through, but you did a tefillah that's invalid. So it's not there. So therefore, since it's not there, it's as if you didn't daven. So Saturday night, two Shmoneh Esreis. That's the second opinion. I mean, at least in the Aruch HaShulchan. V'chein, Shloi Yispal Kedin. Right. V'chein Pasku Dgola Poskim, Hator, V'Shulchan Aruch, Sifir Alf, Ayin Shom. And he says that's the way the Machaber, the Shulchan Aruch comes out. Pashuruhu. So now the Aruch HaShulchan says something very interesting. You might have thought of this. So Aruch HaShulchan says it's obvious. How about if we have the same case, but you will gain? Well, it's not exactly the same case, but you will gain. Kigon, for example, Shagamba Laila Rosh Chodesh. Let's say Mincha Rosh Chodesh, you forgot Yalav Yalav. So now we have a machlokus. If let's say tonight is not Rosh Chodesh, should you repeat Shmoneh Esrei? Because second Shmoneh Esrei will be the same thing as you just said. But the Aruch HaShulchan says, but it's obvious that, let's say, tonight is also Rosh Chodesh. It's 2 days Rosh Chodesh. So you forgot Yalav Yalav Mincha first day. Now it's Marv the second day. So what do you do? Oh, Shetab Mincha Yontif Rishon. Or you forgot, you made a mistake on the first day of Yontif. You know the way it is. You know, you said a weekday Shmoneh Esrei. It's Yontif. But at least temporarily, we're in Chutz Aretz, so there's a second day Yontif. So now, at Mariv, it's still Yontif. Let's say you forgot saying Talamata the Racha. Right? We can all imagine that. Right? Oh, Mashi Baruah, or something like that, right? So as far as we know, unless it's, you know, usually you have a few more days to say those things, like tonight. Let's say tonight, Chas V'Shalom, somebody forgot Saint Halamat of the Bracha. Then tomorrow morning, you wake up, oh my gosh, like last night, you know, I said the same Bracha. So then it's obvious, the Gamal Dei Rishon, even according to the first opinion, Yaxor V'Yispal, should go back and say another Shmoneh Esrei, right? Because you are gaining. You are gaining. Because that Shmoneh Esrei you said is no good. You're going to say the same Shmoneh Esrei, but that same Shmoneh Esrei will work. So then the Aruch HaShulchan says it's obvious, then you should do it according to everybody. You should know that even though we go to like the second opinion going back to the original problem, that if you forgot, if you said a weekday Shmoneh Esrei on Shabbos afternoon, so then Saturday night is a machlokas, so we paskin that you should repeat Shmoneh Esrei. You should do two Shmoneh Esreis, excuse me. Should say, obviously you should repeat Shmoneh Esrei. But you should do two Shmoneh Esreis Saturday night. I said that. Answer is, but we still say it's like you didn't daven. But there's a machlokas. Mikal malkam pasku shiachaven lispal betaras nedava. You should do, have in mind that the second one is betaras nedava, which we discussed before. That ain't hafsa bezek yedei lasas yedei dei arishona. And that's the best thing because then you cover your tracks according to the first opinion. I will ain't tzarich lachadish ba davar mivnei sheikar kedei achrona. You don't have to come up with a new thing like you normally have to do when you say a taras nedava because we really go like the first opinion. So again, just to summarize, so today we had a slightly different case. You daven, but you daven in an invalid fashion. So is that considered as if you didn't daven at all, or it's considered like you davened? So that's the machlokas. So we pass it as if you didn't daven at all. And you should take two Shmoneh Esreis, the following opportunity. And it should be b'taras nedava with all the things we've discussed before. But if the next day has the same situation, like it's still wintertime, or it's still Rosh Chodesh, or it's still Yantif, so then for sure, according to everyone, you do two Shmoneh Esreis and there's no question whatsoever, and it won't even be b'taras nedava. Yeah?
What happens if because of circumstances beyond your control, you miss davening for both Shacharis and Mincha
right.
The same day? Do you say
so we say you only do two. You can only make up, that's the way
which
we would discuss
one.
For the last one, whichever the last one was. Okay? So we didn't get to it, but Mirza Shem, tomorrow we'll get into Bli Neder. The issue I mentioned yesterday, and that is, let's say the other way. Let's say if you said something, let's say tonight you thought it's Rosh Chodesh, it's not, and you said Yalaveil with tonight. Or, you know, like tonight's, it's not January 1st yet, so you get a little mixed up, January 1st, Rosh Hashanah, I don't know. So tonight, tomorrow you say Zochreinu L'chaim, right? You got a little fablungen. So if you would do that, perfect day to mention this. So then the question would be, would you have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei? Would that be considered, I just inserted something, whatever, and didn't know, it didn't hurt anything? Or no, you know, it's like you interrupted in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. So, okay, you don't have to say Zochreinu L'chaim tonight. Don't get confused. So avoid the whole problem.